This is the Agricultural Law and Tax Report brought to you by Purple Wave, the trusted no-reserve equipment auction marketplace. For more information, see purplewave.com. I'm Roger McOwen. Landowners generally consider existing fences to be the boundary between adjacent properties. But the law may view things differently. The actual boundary is an imaginary line that can be found by examining the deeds to the adjacent properties. An existing fence line is merely evidence of where the boundary line between the properties is located. It is immaterial whether the fence is a permanent fence or not. Once that fence has been used as the boundary for a set period of time defined by state law, it can become the legal boundary by filing a court action to quiet title. In the ag setting, it's often the case that boundaries are determined by usage rather than by survey. This has been the Agricultural Law and Tax Report. I'm Roger McCoe.
This is a Dairy Radio Minute.
We're at the Northeast Dairy Innovation Summit in Albany, New York, and who should be here but well-known Wisconsin native Corey Geiger, who is lead economist for dairy at CoBank. Corey, you have a message for dairy farmers that's very timely.
Yes. The Farm Bill got extended, and with that extension, Dairy Margin Coverage Program, you need to re-sign up. Doesn't matter if you were in it last 5 years or not. You have to re-sign up. You got to go to your Farm Service Agency, FSA office in your county or local region and re-sign up. And this is kind of an easy button decision because the premium you'll pay in January and February will more than cover the payments that come back for that milk in January and February. So I encourage everyone to get out there and sign up for this program. The best insurance plan there really is in the world. And obviously it's capped, you know, to production, but go out and get signed up for that.
Corey Geiger, lead economist with CoBank. Thank you for being with us.
Been a pleasure, John. Thanks.
Tired of paying for expensive and inefficient fertilizer? Then you need to source it. Source from Sound Agriculture optimizes the nutrients supplied by the microbes in your soil, providing 25 pounds of nitrogen and 25 pounds of phosphorus per acre, and unlocks tied up phosphorus and other micronutrients. Source is a cost-effective alternative to live biologicals that you can throw in the tank and spray in season. Unlock your crop's potential and increase your ROI with Source. Find your local dealer at sound.ag.
American Cattle News. Is there a reason to be optimistic in the cattle industry? More after this.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer.
Tim Niedecken is Chief Executive Officer of the American Livestock Markets and Dealers Association.
Actually very optimistic. When I talk to market operators nationally, you know, I think they're excited about seeing what's happening. They understand their role is to connect a seller to value and the maximum price that's out there. They, I think, take a lot of pride in their ability to do that and to do that really well and effectively. And so, you know, when you think about a market operator, they are a source of information for that local community. They are they're answering questions constantly about how should we breed these animals, how should we feed them, what shots should we give, etc. And they take just, again, enormous pride in translating that information into more value for that seller. And I don't think that's going to go away. That dynamic's not going to change anytime soon. I think what's a unique challenge is how you will answer specific scenario-based challenges like animal disease traceability. How do you handle that? How do you handle, a simple example, slowing mail service when we need to get you paid? We need to make sure those funds are there. And how do you deal with that in a regulatory perspective?
You can learn more about American Livestock Markets and Dealers online.
Go to AmericanLivestock.org. That's the website for American Livestock Markets and Dealers Association. Again, we're a relatively new association, but we're growing. Have a lot of new members. Again, we're running out from California through Florida. We started in Texas with just a handful, and it's growing, and it's really fun to bring a different degree of service to livestock markets, dealers, order buyers, etc. It's a lot of fun. It's been great to catch up as well.
Tim Niedecken, Chief Executive Officer, American Livestock Markets and Dealers Association. American Cattle News.